New home? Try their no down payment loan program. Want to save 45% on your monthly mortgage payment? Apply for Continental's interest only loan and cut your mortgage payment in half. Even if you've recently refinanced, you could eliminate mortgage insurance, consolidate a first and second trust, pay off credit cards and other old debts, or just cash out for any reason. Just call Continental. Continental has a scratch and dent loan program for the borrower with imperfect credit. Even if you've been denied elsewhere, CMC will get you into that new home. Call Continental Mortgage and apply over the phone at 703-891-3900 or online at cmcloan.com. Don't wait for rates to go up. Find out now about Continental Mortgage's no-hassle loan. Continental Mortgage, great rates and superior service. Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. Call now and get your home appraised for free. 703-891-3900 or online at cmcloan.com.
Be the ninth caller now at 1-800-636-1067 for your chance to win Rumble Roses, the first and sexiest all-female wrestling game for the Sony PlayStation 2 Entertainment System. Rumble Roses is rated M for mature and is available now.
The Don and Mike Show.
Beat me.
Beat me.
Don and Mike. Afternoons on Redskins Radio. 106.7 WJFK.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
Bill O'Reilly.
All right, fair and balanced. Very clear, concise. We have emotion, but we also have facts. That's the kind of radio show it is. Cindy in St. Louis, what say you?
Well, I agree with you 100% about our kids having more to deal with in their everyday life. I think they're so desensitized to this stuff. I mean, absolutely, if the press hadn't blown the Janet Jackson thing out of proportion, I don't think any of the kids would have even noticed it. And, you know, I have more problems with my kids wanting a new plasma screen TV from all the commercials on TV and wanting, you know, every new toy or new gadget that comes on the commercial than I have with any of this other stuff.
Well, it's true that kids are desensitized to all of the sex and violence that's out there. But you got, if your kid wants a plasma TV, you tell them to go cut lawns. You tell them to get out there and make some money and kick in.
That's right.
You know, that's what I do. You want something? Okay. You do some chores, and we'll get a little savings bank. Then you see how fast they go, well, maybe I'll stay with the old one.
I'll go with the black and white
TV. Yeah, he's okay. Let's get a little plasma TV fund up. Cindy, you sound like you really need O'Reilly Factor for kids. I'll send you one. Let's go to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Carol's in the No Spin Zone. Go.
Hey, Bill, I am sorry for backpedaling a little bit, but I wanted to point out respectfully you seem like a paid-off jury member on the issue of media over in Iraq.
The paid-off jury member?
Yeah, everyone's bringing up very valid and, you know, life-or-death points why they've really kind of crossed the lines of their privileges and that there is a bias and it's endangering people and you keep, you know, backing them up, making excuses.
I'm not getting this, Carol.
How does that have to do with being a jury member?
You know, paid-off jury member. You sound like you're paid off. You keep backing up, you know, the journalists and media being there.
Oh, I'm paid off because I'm sticking up for freedom of the press. No, I don't think so, Carol. That's just my opinion. Nobody pays me off. And none of money in the world. All right? Because I don't care about money. I'm impervious to any kind of bribery. Which is why the no-spin zone exists. They've tried. Odessa, Texas. Kathy, go.
Hi, Bill. I wanted to talk about the Janet Jackson Timberlake performance, and I have time. I didn't see the wardrobe malfunction because when I saw them come on and I heard the song they were singing and I saw the dance they were dancing, I said, this is disgusting.
Yeah, you were out.
Inappropriate. And I turned it over.
Well, you missed all the good stuff.
Stop that. I mean, you didn't mean that.
Well, look, that's the way you should do it. As soon as you saw the woman in the locker room with the towel, I don't know where this is going.
You can't react that fast.
Now, me, I'm going to watch that. But if I got a 10-year-old there, I'm not. And that's the decisions parents have to make. But again, parents can't be watching everything with the kids.
That's right.
The football
they think it's
game.
Just Monday Night Football.
It's a football game. You know, ABC, you know what they're up to. All right, another quick break, back in a moment.
No spin. 106.7.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
Of all the numbers that make up your personal finances, this might be the most important, your credit score. That's because lenders use your credit score to help them decide whether to give you a loan and what interest rate they should charge you. So it's important to check out your credit score before you need it. With Score Power from Equifax, you get your credit score and a copy of your Equifax credit report. Plus, you'll learn how your credit decisions, like paying off a particular account or adding a credit card, can affect your score. Credit scores range from 300 to 850. Scores of 720 or above generally earn the best rates. And a better score could mean real savings over the life of any loan you want to get. So start taking control of your credit today. Get Score Power for just $14.95. You'll find it at Equifax.com, or you can call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's Score Power at 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. Or Equifax.com. It's the first step to getting the credit you deserve.
Thursday after a new Survivor, the 100th episode of CSI.
Very impressive.
If you thought the first 99 were killer, wait until you see this one.
Whoa. Careful what you wish for.
Death. Last season on Without a Trace, twin brothers accused of murder, but only one found guilty. Now, new evidence could reunite them and start the killing all over again.
This guy's wanted for kidnapping and killing at least 8 women in 5 states.
Without a Trace, new episodes, CBS Thursday.
With the election finally behind us, it's time to look forward to Thanksgiving, and what better way to brighten any celebration than with a holiday arrangement from 1-800-Flowers.com, like the Basket of Autumn or Mayflower Centerpiece. Just call, click, or come in today. Plus, to get 15% off select purchases, mention my name when you call or type B-I-L-L in the promo box when checking out online. As always, 100% freshness guaranteed. 1-800-Flowers.com. The perfect gift is here. Visit 1-800-Flowers.com/radio for more detail. When it comes to bone health, calcium has long been center stage, but recent research spotlights another important player, phosphorus. Calcium may have top billing, but without a supporting cast member, phosphorus, the show can't go on, literally. Phosphorus must be present for calcium to be absorbed into your bones, and Posture D is the only leading calcium supplement with both. For the millions of women who may be phosphorus deficient, the spotlight shines on the orange box, Posture D, because building bones without phosphorus is preposterous.
106.7.
Profanity makes talking fun.
Bullshit. Redskins Radio. WJFK.
Okay, we're rolling along. We want to go to West Palm Beach, Florida, where Jessica's in the no-spin zone. What say you, Jessica?
Good afternoon, Mr. Riley.
Hi.
You're the best.
Thank you.
I just want to thank you for your unbiasedness. I can always count on you.
Yep, trying.
Sir, I'm 24 years old. I have a 7-year-old daughter, and I'm a grad student, political science.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're bringing up with the Monday Night Football thing and how we're teaching, a couple calls back, the young lady made a comment about how we're teaching our kids to be pre-consumers. And I just noticed today I was in the grocery store, and there is a Star magazine with on the cover, Jessica Simpson has all-night party with two naked men, and it shows a naked man holding a newspaper over his privates.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's more accessible, I think, than, you know, watching TV.
We live in a crude culture. There's no question about it. It's tough for kids to process all this stuff. They don't know what it is. They don't know why it's happening. And it's parents. That's why I wrote this O'Reilly Factor for Kids book. Because it gives the kid, Jessica, and I'll send you one. Your kid's a little young, but a mature 9-year-old can handle it. It basically gives a kid a reason to reject this stuff that the child isn't ready for. And that's the key, is that you can't protect them anymore. You can't shelter them. Even if you homeschool, they're going to see this stuff. And you got to start about age 6 and 7 to say, there's certain things that we do in this family and certain things that we don't do. certain things that we accept and certain things that we don't accept. And here's why. And so I wrote this book to give the parents and the child a reason to walk away from Star Magazine and all the other stuff that is damaging to children. Adults, I don't care what they do. But to children, I do. So anyway, thanks for listening. We'll have more on the Marine controversy tonight on television. And we'll see you back here tomorrow.
On the evening of November 23rd, 2003, while playing football in Miami, Florida, Patrick Ramsey was hit in the head and received a mild concussion. Patrick walked off the field and was never heard from again. Patrick was wearing a white shirt with burgundy pants. Update. After a one-year absence, Patrick Ramsey has been found.
Patrick Ramsey, we haven't talked to you in a long time. Where have you been?
Hanging out, learning, watching.
Redskins, Eagles, this Sunday on Redskins Radio, 106.7 WJFK.
Hey, buddy, buddy, what do they mean when they talk about the smart money? If you ask me, it's how you spend it. Right now, when you buy a 2005 GM vehicle, you can lock in an incredibly low interest rate, as low as 0% for qualified buyers. And when you go to buy your next GM vehicle, you'll get that same great low rate. GM lock and roll. Take delivery by November 30. Second purchase must be within the original contract term for same contract length. No other incentives available on second purchases. GMAC must approve credit for each purchase, but, buddy, not available with Smart Buy and other GMAC programs.
How do you get to FedEx Field? Practice, practice, practice. But if you don't make the team, there is another way. The Redskins Extra Points MasterCard credit card. Earn extra points with every retail purchase and redeem them for exclusive Redskins rewards, including traveling with the team, sideline passes, or golf with Redskins alumni. Sign up for your Redskins Extra Points MasterCard credit card today. Visit www.redskins.com/extra points for details.
Independence Air has 40 low-fare flights every weekday from Dulles to Metro New York. No other airline has more flights to Metro New York from Washington. Book now at flyeye.com. Independence Air. Go your own way.
Infinity Broadcasting. WJFK-FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Guess who offers one of the largest collections of diamonds in the nation? It's Mervis Diamond Importers. Because of our enormous selection of ideal cut certified diamonds, we sell our exclusive diamonds across the United States. Discriminating buyers recognize our quality and value. My brother Zed personally scrutinizes each diamond to make sure that its proportions meet with our tough standards. Each diamond proudly carries a certificate from the Gemological Institute of America or another top lab, and all our diamonds are priced to give you the best value, far below what you'd pay elsewhere. As the leading diamond dealer, Mervis Diamond Importers shows you more diamonds, diamonds in every size and shape. When you're ready for the right diamond at the right price, call us. Someday, all diamonds will be sold the Mervis way. Mervis Diamond Importers. Mervis means more diamonds, much better quality, and the most value. Financing is available. Go to MervisDiamond.com to learn more. For an appointment, call 1-800-PER-LOVE. Nobody pays retail anymore. Why should you?
Washington's WB.
Tonight on the WB, a fresh Smallville. Clark Kent and Lex Luthor have built a lasting relationship based on trust. But one night of indiscretion.
You slept with her, but you didn't know her name?
Will expose Lex's dark side.
So, you want to tell me how you wound up lying naked, covered in blood, next to a dead girl you hardly knew?
Now, Lex Luthor stands accused.
There's a whole side of you that I don't know about, Lex.
I didn't kill her.
Clark's best friend may get away with murder.
You were burning evidence, Lex.
Smallville. Then, Jack and Bobby, a teammate of Jack's with a bold revelation.
You haven't been yourself in months. I think that I'm in pump with you.
Oh, man, I like girls.
I know.
Has done the unthinkable.
Something happened?
You haven't heard?
Now, Jack is searching for answers.
I could have helped.
Jack and Bobby, after Smallville. Fresh episodes tonight on the WB.
Begins tonight at 8 on Washington's WB. Followed by Will and Grace every weeknight at 10 and 11. Washington's WB.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
It's good to be recognized, but it's even better to be recognized by your customers. Recently, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Verizon highest for customer satisfaction among business broadband data service providers. That's recognition based on things like performance, reliability, and service. And it's only the beginning. With speeds up to 7.1 meg, Verizon Business DSL is faster than most cable providers. It has powerful business-grade features, and it starts as low as $31.95 a month for the qualifying calling package. Together, it's the best value in broadband. Call 1-888-323-6DSL. Verizon Business DSL, ranked highest for customer satisfaction because it does more for your business. Call 1-888-323-6DSL. Verizon. Make progress every day.
DC customers only. Services provided by Verizon and its affiliates. DSL requires one-year contract. Early cancellation fees apply. Speed not guaranteed. Service not available in all areas. Other terms and restrictions apply. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to jdpower.com.
A gift from Shaw's Jewelers goes straight to the heart.
I love her so. Is she my snow? The way that I show her has got to go straight to her heart.
Sometimes we feel so much for someone that we can't quite get the words right. But with a holiday gift from Shaw's Jewelers, no words are necessary. Since 1910, people have counted on their Shaw's professional jeweler to feature only the finest, most distinctive jewelry, with a selection of styles as timeless as your love for her. Like our collection of beautiful diamond bracelets, priced from $99.99 to $2,500. So come to Shaw's and go straight to the heart.
Shop Shaw Jewelers, 10 locations, including their newest store in Tyson's Corner Center. Free financing for 1 year available. Minimum purchase and minimum monthly payments required.
You know what they've got at Ferris Jeep of Fairfax Circle? Jeeps. They got a lot of Jeeps, over 300 Jeeps. Ferris Jeep has more Jeeps than any other Jeep dealer in the whole Jeepin' area, which is why Ferris Jeep is Washington's number one Jeep dealer. You know what'd be fun? Go to Ferris Jeep at Fairfax Circle, look at all the Jeeps, all the shiny new Jeeps, including the new Liberty, Jeepers, and the redesigned for 2005 Jeep Grand Cherokee with a 330-horsepower Hemi V8 engine everybody's talking about. If you can hear them over the 276-watt amp feeding a six-pack of Boston Acoustic speakers in a vehicle so sophisticated it knows the difference between cruising and accelerating. Even the wipers have sense enough to come out in the rain. And thanks to Farish, oil and filter changes for life. The 2005 Jeep Grand Cherokee, part of a big selection of Jeep from Farish Jeep at Fairfax Circle. You know what about Farish? For over 40 years, they've got the Jeeps.
Joe Gibbs knows how to fuel superior performance. GTSI, Sun Microsystems' strategic iForce partner, can do the same for your agency. GTSI offers smart IT storage solutions. It's no surprise GTSI was named Sun's top storage partner of 2004. Rely on GTSI for smart solutions to your complex storage challenges. Contact the GTSI Sun technology team at 800-981-4SUN or visit GTSI.com. /sun/smart.
More people are living longer after a cancer diagnosis, but often they need help as they move forward with their lives. The Washington Hospital Center is offering a free Living Well with Cancer kit to support cancer survivors in their journey. Call 202-877-DOCS today. That's 202-877-3627 for your Living Well with Cancer kit. This public service message is brought to you by Washington Hospital Centers, a proud member of MedStar Health and the official hospital of the Washington Redskins.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You are listening to WCST-FM, Berkeley Springs, West Virginia, starting off another great hour of rock and roll music with Huey Lewis in the news, looking for a couple days off. For today, sunny highs in the low to mid-80s. Tonight, clear, lows in the 70s. Tomorrow, chance of a shower, highs in the 80s. Currently, 82 degrees under sunny skies. Pat McBee at the helm, taking the up till sign-off. Here's Billy Otto and Hot in the City. On WCST. Join Mike in the Morning tomorrow morning for all the news, weather, and traffic to start your day off right. Starting tomorrow, Mike kicks off our Escape to Paradise contest. Tune in tomorrow for all the details. That's Mike in the Morning on Super CST. Fire is a subject not taken lightly. That's why the Berkeley Springs Volunteer Fire Department wants you to join them at their annual open house. Learn about smoke detectors, escape plans, fire extinguishers, and many other ways to help prevent fire in your home. Fire is an equal opportunity destroyer. Don't let it visit you. This message brought to you by the Berkeley Springs Volunteer Fire Department and WCST, in touch with the community.
I got my mind set on you.
20 minutes in front of 1 o'clock. Now from the Super CST request line. From Patrick to Diane, Wilson Phillips, and Hold On.
I know there's pain. Why do you lock yourself?
Another fantastic Friday afternoon on WCST. Whether in the office or car, turn the stereo up, kick off your shoes, and let's dance. Time on WCST FM, Berkeley Springs, West Virginia, and Henry Lee Summer with I Wish I Had a Girl.
You're an idiot.
From A to Z, we play them all. That's why we can't stop rocking. Remember, always drink your milk, eat your oatmeal, and always roll with it. Here's Steve Winwood. Returning from the crypt of hell,
Boogie.
Here's NXS on WCST.
Boogie.
Devil Inside. Like I said to my girlfriend last night, anything you want, you got it. Here's Roy Orbison.
The Don and
Mike Show. They're not cheap, just thoughtless. Don and Mike.
Right. And good Wednesday afternoon, everybody. Wednesday already? Seems like just yesterday it was Monday. Yeah, well. Hey, welcome to the best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on 106.7 WJFK. Leading up to Dynamite Live at 3 o'clock, I'm your host, Ardinger, here, the legendary Joe Ardinger, with you on this fine Wednesday afternoon. And you do want to listen to Dynamite Live at 3, and I will tell you why right now, because you could win just for listening to WDCA, UPN, WWE, SmackDown, Tough Enough Challenge Pack, or a trip for two anywhere Independence Air flies, or $500 in laser loot from Georgetown Laser Hair Removal. Get rid of that hair down there. I don't want to know where now. Getting into the best of Don and Mike. Do you know, and I don't know where I read this, but apparently the last round of SEC fines, millions of dollars, or maybe $1 million, I don't know, because you can't believe what you read. But anyway, that was really brought about by about 3 complaints to the SEC. I don't know the facts. I don't pretend to know the facts. So let's check in with Mick Foley on censorship. It's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Yes, Mick, of course, we love having you on the show.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, you're the only guy we had, who was a Big Show on yesterday.
Right. Yes.
About that.
But you're the only guy that we could have, with no offense to Big Show, we could have a discussion about things other than wrestling.
Yeah, like the events of the day. Yeah, you described, you know, you demonstrated to us last time, Mick, that you are a very political individual.
Mick, how do you feel about the issue of free speech, which is being challenged on our show and other shows?
Man, I got to tell you, they're kind of jumping all over that, aren't they? I sense a little, I know everyone goes to the McCarthyism well often, but man, and people are going crazy. It's really struck us, too.
Well, now, all right. Now, here's the question. That's an excellent question.
Is wrestling getting the heat too with like the girls that are part of the wrestling?
Well, you know what? I spoke to one of the heads of Spike TV. I used to be the Robot Wars guy.
Right. No, I know that.
So I got to know him. I was like, how are things? You know, how's the pressure on the network? He's like, oh, this is unbelievable. He said, you know, he thought because it was in election year that there was more pressure than usual, but everybody's feeling it. You know, and. You know, like when that thing happened to Howard, you know, I don't, my wife's not particularly a big Howard fan, and she was like, oh, good. I was like, no, that's not good.
Right.
Because right behind him is WWE on people's, right behind him and the Don and Mike show.
Yeah, it's it's a weird climate. I've never seen anything quite like it, and it does not appear to be going away anytime soon.
And it gets scary when you have those old farts up there in Congress saying we have to start regulating cable and satellite TV, and who's to say that what you know, here's the rules that we have to live by, Mick. It's arguably indecent.
Right.
And okay. We determined early on that arguably indecent, and it was proven to us when we talked to our lawyers, that arguably indecent is uninterpretable. It's vague. You can't possibly decipher what it is.
So we're cool with that. We can do a show without the fart sound effects and without, you know, the graphic sex stuff. Although, even the most pedestrian stuff, they said, oh, you know, be very careful.
Yeah, and we, you know what? We don't go near it anymore. And you know, we're not going
to
give.
I try to go near it.
Yeah, you do. A little too much. But anyway, you know, we try not to do that anymore because we think that really, these corporation heads and these program directors, a lot of these people are sacrificing, you know, shock jocks and other people just to make themselves look good before Congress.
Let me ask you something, Mick. Do you think
no, I mean, you know,
I hope they don't delete that out.
They probably will.
Do you think that we're cowards?
Because no, not at all.
That word was one that we were told they were going to dump out.
I don't think it's cowardly. You know what? I mean, you could stand up for what people would say were your principles, then you'd be out of a job, and then everyone in so many markets around the country loses out.
So what would you do? Let's say that it trickles down to you. I know that you're not actively wrestling, but you're going to be
I am actively getting beaten up on a weekly basis.
Okay, so you're back.
End up in a wrestling match at WrestleMania.
Yeah, WrestleMania. So you're back in it. Let's say that. Maybe not this year, but next year. Some congressman says, I can't believe I was watching WrestleMania, and they were pouring water over a girl's top, and they were saying that they were putting women in demeaning positions. What do you do if somebody at one of your networks comes to you and says, hey, dude, you got to change everything you do. You can't have the sexuality. Mm-hmm. Or what if they even come to you with the violence part, saying,
well, you know,
can't hit a guy over a head with a chair?
I was under the gun pretty heavily from that PTC thing. Didn't really hit me quite so hard until I saw their video, you know, where their solicitation video. And when they are talking about WWE, and this is a lawsuit that's been settled.
Now, Mick, just for those who don't know, PTC, explain that to us.
Parents Television Council.
Okay, yeah,
was
PTC,
headed
right.
By, and still is by a man named Brent Bozell III, mm-hmm. Whose father was best known as a speechwriter for Senator Joseph McCarthy.
Wow.
and he wrote a book...
I was a Chinese. He said something good.
It's a good pedigree.
Along with Bill Buckley Jr. called McCarthy and His Enemies, in which they praised, it was a book that was very much in favor of what Senator McCarthy was doing at the time. So I felt like, hey, we are being, we're the victims of a witch hunt here. That this is a guy who is really stretching out, the definition of the cause and effect relationship and claiming that wrestling was killing children. And on their solicitation video, their poster child was me. Like, they were showing me over and over and over. So I got fighting mad, and I produced a little number one bestseller called Foley is Good, where I addressed those issues. And,
well, I read that book. Yes, I've heard of that book. You've mentioned that book before.
Can I just say, it's not as good as your faggot book, though.
Not like my female book.
Faggot book.
Not like that's gay. That book was gay, but I liked it, and a lot of people got hurt in a very graphic fashion, and I'm sure that I'm sure that was part of the reason why it wasn't sold in certain stores, where a few key people decide what is, you know, what is acceptable for.
Yeah. So listen, you won't say it, but I will say it's Walmart. What, you know? Listen, that stinks too. I mean, and that's
similar to what we're dealing
with.
That's
something that's been going on for a long time that we've kind of let go. That, you know, when you go to Walmart, there will be some books you can't buy, some CDs you can't buy,
and it's as old as the hills. I mean, the fact is that I've never believed, and I never will believe, that when you watch wrestling on TV, or you go to a violent movie, or you play a violent video game, that that is influencing any type of majority of kids, or adults even, to go out and act on that. And when they listen to this show, it's not motivating them to act. It's, what I call it is, it's all under the umbrella of entertainment. That's what this is. It's entertainment. That's what prevents us. That's what keeps our diversions, keep us sane.
I think you're right, because you know what? There were an awful lot of people killed throughout the history of the world before pro wrestling was ever aired on television.
Sure.
And people don't really need violence on TV in order to be violent.
Oh, Mick, let me tell you the greatest story. This is true. 8 years old, I'm 1966. I'm watching Batman. I love Batman. It's in color.
I think I remember the
story.
I'm reading out the pow and the booms, but you were probably able to read by that point.
I could read, and I got the cape on, and I climb up on my roof.
Right.
And I think I can jump from the roof of my house down to the ground. It doesn't look like that big a jump.
Right.
And I jump off the roof in my Batman. I think I got the mask on and the cape.
And the cape didn't slow you down at all.
No,
right?
and I break my leg. And
I'm just realizing now you're contradicting everything I just said.
No, hold on. No, I'm not, Mike, because listen to my point.
What?
I'm laying on the ground with a broken leg, and my parents come over, my dysfunctional parents come over, and they say, "You're an idiot. Why did you jump off the roof?" And I said, because I didn't think it was that high. They said, "Okay, let's take you to the doctor." If that happened today, the parent would say,
"Right,
why'd you jump off the roof?" Well, because it didn't look that high. Oh, you're wearing a Batman suit.
Right.
We better get a hold of DC Comics.
Yep. Okay, you're right.
Sue them. See, back in the day,
Nobody tied it in. I mean, you were just a kid that was doing something stupid.
Right. Mm-hmm. And before Batman, it was Superman. And before Superman, it was the Three Stooges. You know, so everybody, slow the frick down.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean,
slow down. You could,
if you wanted to go far enough with cause and effect relationship, you could blame a death conceivably on anything.
Yeah.
Can I give you? Here's a little. Little comparison here with wrestling and what we went through, what you guys are going through now, and what we're kind of going through as a result of it, too.
Okay, good.
And I just mentioned this yesterday. I was discussing this with one of my my friends at the USO, and I was talking. You know who Margaret Carlson is?
I do not, no.
She's on the Capital Gang and
Time
Magazine. And she's actually a very good writer and seems like a nice person.
Mm-hmm.
But when The Rock was part of the Republican convention, and they didn't know at the time The Rock was going to be at the Democratic convention also, she said on the Capital Gang and wrote in Time Magazine, "Here is The Rock, who is an anti-gay, anti-black, blah, 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 skinhead." And so I wrote in my book, I was like, "Margaret, I don't know how to break this to you, but The Rock is black."
Mm-hmm.
Like, Samoan. I'll put The Rock's, you know, the lineage up against Colin Powell and a lot of people who are definitely considered to be African-American. He's very proud of the fact that his dad's African-American. And my point is, if she had said that about Colin Powell or anybody outside of a sport as lowly the way...
Right, as wrestling, right. Of course, there would have been an outcry.
As far as I know, there was no retribution, there were no apologies, nothing. And I think you guys fall into that same umbrella because you're all considered to be, you know, shock jocks who don't deserve, you know, the right of, you know, the right of rationale and reasoning.
Sure, of course. That's well put.
I ask you this seriously because I do think, even though you wrote that fag book, you're really a smart guy and a great conversationalist, and you have a really good grasp. How long do you think this paranoia is going to last? Will it last until the election? Will it last after the election? Just your opinion.
You know what? I'm hoping it goes away before the election. I don't think it's going to be. I can't believe that President Bush actually made steroids a part of his State of the Union speech.
Of course he did, because what's important?
Well, President Bush, and what people will tell you, is that President Bush is attempting to put as many issues in the way of the war and the economy as he possibly can. I mean, that's why he's doing
that. You guys are an easy target in this.
Sure.
Of course we are. I think we're the easiest target.
And so are baseball players.
You know, if the situation in Iraq clears up quickly, that so will this.
I would agree.
Well, that I'm not optimistic. Then.
I would agree on that, and I would agree with that as well. So you think it'll be resolved one way or the other before the election?
I think it will fizzle out.
If I had told you 2 months ago that Janet Jackson was going to show her on TV, and within 30 days, all of the media people would be in front of Congress, everybody was going to be saying we're not doing everything, and every radio show in some way or another was changed, you probably wouldn't believe it, right?
Right, but let me, you guys know how I feel about Katie, right?
Sure.
Okay. Now, there was an instance on the Today Show, and that's a positive thing for those people wondering how I feel about her. I like her. I look up to her.
Yeah, you've said that before.
Oh, no, we talked about her before with you.
Years ago, someone flashed the camera, you know, outside the windows on the Today
Show. Sure,
right.
And that's really not that different than what Janet Jackson did. Obviously, Janet Jackson had a little bit of bigger stage to do it in. But I mean, if someone were to, you know, if Al Roker's doing the weather tomorrow and someone drops their top, do they cancel the Today Show? Do they go, really? Stop doing live vignettes outside?
This is why you're way too smart. You make too much goddamn sense.
It's just crazy, and it really is. You know, and, you know, when you're talking about free speech, many people would say, you know, how do you defend it if you are a quote unquote shock jock? Do you get up and do you talk about, oh, I want to defend my right to talk about naked women? It's not about that. It really, if you make it that simple, it goes much deeper than that. And we've said it again. This is why people should be very, very nervous, because something like this can snowball and then they're in your living room and it's out of control before you know it. And I can't stress enough. We have to be careful about this, and it's all the only way we can do it in our system is to be aware of who's voting what way and who we're electing.
All right, so Mick, which party right now are you voting for?
You know, I think I told I can't. You know, after I talked to you guys, I got off the phone, and not immediately, but a little bit later, I was like, I can't believe I let those guys drag me into politics. And then I was like, oh wait, they didn't really.
Well, I like your politics, man.
So, in fact,
I remember who you're voting for, and I like.
Well,
your politics.
I just want to see if it's changed or not.
I think I mentioned the Dick Cheney thing on my own.
Mick Foley, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, Mick right. Foley, the Reverend Mick Foley.
Amen.
Dr. Mick Foley.
Just to follow up on that,
Attorney at law, Mick Foley.
Buzz and I were saying yesterday, this is the way I feel. I don't make any secret.
The Reverend Mick Foley.
I don't make any secret of the fact that I'm a Democrat, but regardless of what your politics are, I really do believe we're on the verge of probably one of the most important elections in the history of our country. I really feel that way, and I know a lot of people that feel the same way.
So vote Nader.
Well, you know what? I'm mad at Nader because eight to 12 years, I'd like to see some kind of an independent revolution to where if you threw 10 independent senators into the mixture or you put 20 independent congressmen that you get rid of a lot of the partisan bickering, which really makes the WWE seem lame by comparison.
It does.
You actually have people saying, hey, just wait. Those Republicans better hope the Democrats never get the Senate back. It's like, come on, this is not a cage match. These people are supposed to be legislating our
Amen.
Country.
Amen.
God, let me just say again,
wow.
A chime for Mick Foley. Okay, now that we've talked to the brain part of you.
But wait, let me throw in one thing, so people know that I'm really not that liberal. I just think things have gotten crazy to the right-hand side of things.
No, I think you've made your point very clear. You're very anti-Bush.
Can I tell you what I was... I was talking to this very nice guy. I was in Washington, D.C. last night, and I didn't want to talk to you guys ahead of time because I knew I'd be dealing with military people. I didn't want them
all right.
catching me on the Don and Mike show and then showing up. And,
so it's okay the day after.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm talking
to this guy, and he's a very nice guy, and he's asking me when I'm going to get back at Evolution. I'm talking for 5-10 minutes, couldn't be nicer, and I see his name tag says, you know, Radicky on it. And then another man comes up and says, hello, General. Ooh. And all of a sudden I said, Radicky. General Radicky.
He's somebody.
He's the head of, DISA, you know, Defense Information, whatever.
He's a bigwig in the administration.
He's very, very big. Mm-hmm. And I got to live out the lifelong dream by going, Radicky.
I am so ready to get on the Mick Foley bandwagon when he runs.
You know the reference I'm making?
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, it was Barnagy. But I thought, what other chance do you have to actually say a general's name and claim he owes you money?
You don't. You're right. You got to take it.
Radicky.
So listen, who are you fighting in WrestleMania?
All right, yeah, we'll get to the WrestleMania stuff.
Well, I know this.
I hope our, you know, for the people out there, we've got a lot of conservative fans. They're probably like, oh, Mick, I can't believe you're doing this to me. I'm afraid that if we don't do something, there won't be any wrestling for our conservative fans to watch. Yeah. Because if a lot of people had mm-hmm. their way, and if it's made this easy for them, we're a ripe target. So
yeah, let me say, sure, in this new climate, who's to say that your WWE isn't arguably indecent?
Oh, absolutely. Exactly. And I think this is the time, one of the problems, and you know, I look at this personally, I think the problem with this country is a lot of people haven't spoken up when they felt a certain way.
You can fight back in a lot of ways. You can vote, or you can do what I'm going to do.
What's that?
You can watch WrestleMania 20 on pay-per-view.
There you go.
That's how I'm going to let people know.
Fight back, Don.
That's how I'm going to fight back.
It's March 14th, and none of you guys saw it, but I mean, I've been around wrestling for 20 years, and as you know, a lot of you know, I've been getting the living CRAP beaten out of me for a while. I got to be careful, you know.
Now, hold on. I want to ask you something. Is this part of the plot that they've written where you're going to get the crap beaten out of you for a while, and mm-hmm. then at WrestleMania, when guys like me will watch to see you,
you'll be the Phoenix rising up from the ashes.
See the glory?
There's no plot actually written, but as it evolved, and things, you know, things... Part of the problem is I'm my own worst enemy when I get out there, and like they can say, Mick, take it easy, but then I can't take it easy.
That's how you promote it, man. I tell you, that's got me buying it right now. I'm ordering it right after that statement.
In Atlanta, I came with a surprise, and we revealed it, I think, in real dramatic fashion. And, you know, when it was The Rock coming to my rescue.
Oh.
That's
out
nice
that curtain. It was one of the, you know, top three or four reactions that, you know, that I've ever been a part of.
All right, well, listen, you big lug, don't hurt yourself.
Hey, guys, I'm telling you this, this is a legitimate offer. If I can help you in this whole free speech thing, I'd like to be a part of that.
You've helped a lot by coming on the radio and
absolutely.
Talking about
and,
it.
And please give our warmest regards to Al Snow.
Who? Oh, yeah.
All right, hey, Mick, we got to run.
Thanks, guys.
We'll talk to you soon.
Have a great
bye-bye.
Day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Mick Foley. Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Radio Factor with Bill O'Reilly.
Why do people hate me? I'm so misunderstood.
Why?
Why waste your time hating me?
Bill O'Reilly. Brought to you by BG Products. Weekdays noon to 2 on 106.7 WJFK.
Looking for a place to go tonight? Check out Hard Times Cafe and Q for billiards, video games, and football on big screen TVs. And don't forget that great Hard Times food at Hard Times Cafe and Q.
What's the coolest, most sophisticated car on the road?
No question, Jaguar.
And what's the coolest high-performance gasoline?
Easy,
Emeco Ultimate.
And how cool would it be to win a brand new Jaguar plus a year's worth of Emeco Ultimate from BP? Really cool.
Unbelievably cool.
Hey. Be cool.
From now till November 30th, when you stop at any participating BP station to fill up with Amoco Ultimate, you can learn how to win a Jaguar and 1 year's worth of Amoco Ultimate gasoline, plus thousands of other prizes like $500 in gasoline. So stop in at BP, then log on to www.premiumrewards.com to enter. Entering in full rules at www.premiumrewards.com. No purchase necessary. One entry per household per day. Open to legal U.S. residents, but void in Alaska, Hawaii, Maryland, New Jersey, and were prohibited or restricted. Must be 21 years or older and a licensed driver. Employees of BP and related companies not eligible. 10 grand prizes of 2005 Jaguar X-Type Sport and $1,200 of BP gas cards. ARV $39,370. 250 first prizes of $500 BP gas cards. 750 second prizes of $100 BP gas cards. And 9,000 third prizes of $25 BP gas cards. Overall odds of winning depend on number of entries received. Taxes, responsibility of winner. Sweepstakes ends November 30th, 2004.
So, enter and maybe you'll win.
Cool. Superb. Must see. It's a winner. Critics are raving about the new Showtime original series, Off, and calling it the best new show of the year.
Hey, would you suck my toes?
No.
Newsweek hails Off as funny, emotionally complex, and surprising first rate.
Nothing empties a psychiatrist's office faster than a suicide.
Huff is remarkable, says People Magazine. 3.5 stars.
When your father was alive...
Dad isn't dead, Mother.
Well, he is to me.
It's a dream cast, declares Entertainment Weekly. Hank Azaria, Paget Brewster, with Blythe Danner and Oliver Platt.
I asked the girl out on a date.
Try hard not to instinctively jam a bunch of hundreds down her G-string.
New York Magazine says Huff gives guilt a good name. It's a little bit 6 feet under, a little bit 30-something.
Guys, I'm pretty tired.
Oh, sweetie, that's just the Vicodin.
The doctor gave him Vicodin?
Oh, I had a few in my purse.
Huff, Sundays at 10, 9 Central, only on Showtime. To order, call 1-800-SHOWTIME or log on to SHO.com.
Toyota announces a Toyota certified used vehicle sales event featuring 3.99% APR financing up to 5 years on Camrys, Corollas, and Solaris. Get the certified used Toyota you want. You'll get a Toyota that has passed a detailed 160-point inspection by Toyota trained technicians. Comes with a balance of a 6-year or 100,000-mile powertrain warranty from date of first use. 6 years or 100,000 miles of roadside assistance from data first use, a vehicle history report, and now for a limited time, you get even more with 3.99% APR financing up to 5 years on certified Camrys, Corollas, and Solaras. Qualified buyers can finance up to 5 years through Toyota Financial Services and pay only $18.41 per month for each thousand borrowed. This offer ends November 30th, and not all buyers will qualify. Toyota certified used vehicles available exclusively at your Toyota certified used vehicle dealer. Toyota Value. That's moving you forward.
I thought we were going to be alone.
Oops, sorry. Hope I didn't get any on your shirt.
No, I'm good.
Why is that woman rubbing sunblock on your face?
This is Dr. Simon, my dermatologist.
Hi. SPF 30?
Maybe later.
Are you ready to order?
Bob, let me get this.
And you are?
Dr. Mason, Bob's internist. I'd go with a grilled salmon. The omega-3 oils are really beneficial.
Oh, how nice. Hey, what the...
That's Dr. Freeman, my cardiologist.
Just checking your blood pressure, miss. You seem a bit flushed.
I just wasn't expecting to get all this attention.
With Kaiser Permanente, you don't have to be famous to have an entourage. That's because you not only get your own doctor, you get a whole team of specialists. And whether it's your personal doctor, your cardiologist, or your pharmacist, each has access to your medical history, so they know what works best for you.
You okay in that chair, Bob? Let me guess. Orthopedic surgeon, right?
You got it. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated, 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20849.
The loose diamond selection that I found at the other jewelers wasn't anything close to what I had found at Jared.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry customer, Matt Jensen.
That's Jared! Jared just had the biggest diamond selection. And after Jared, I had a better understanding of what a diamond really should be. Diamonds are the reason why I went to Jared.
Jared has 5 times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores.
I left feeling very confident with the choice that I had made at Jared. We ended up getting the quality, the selection, and the service, and price.
Design your ring at Jared. Choose from hundreds of settings in gold or platinum. Then our experts will guide you through our vast selection of independently certified diamonds to find the one in a size and shape to suit your personal style. Begin your design today at Jared.com.
It can only be Jared.
In front of Dulles Town Center, across from Tyson's Corner Shopping Center, in front of Fairlake Shopping Center, at Towson Marketplace, and outside Arundel Mills Mall.
Hey Redskins fans, tune into WRC Channel 4 at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday nights to catch the Joe Gibbs Coaches Show presented by Nextel. Join Coach Gibbs, George Michael, and Sonny Jurgensen as they give you the latest news, player updates, and inside information on the Redskins. This Redskins message is brought to you by Geico. Remember, one 15-minute call to Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. That's 1-800-947-AUTO. Or visit geico.com.
The NFL wants you to be an MVP in your community. So join the team and get involved. Whether you mentor, teach, coach, or volunteer, you can help make a difference in your own neighborhood. Give back. And remember, nobody ever made a great play standing on the sidelines. So join the NFL and join the team. Volunteer. To find out how you can get involved, log on to jointheteam.com.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's me, Mr. Gower, George Bailey.
You're late.
Yes, sir.
George,
Yes, sir?
You're not paid to be a canary.
No, sir. Mr. Gower, do you want something? Anything?
No.
Anything I can do back here?
No.
I'll get them, sir.
Take those capsules over to Mrs. Blaine's. She's waiting for them.
Yes, sir. They have the diphtheria there, haven't they, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a charge, sir?
Yes, charge.
Mr. Gower.
Get going. Why, that medicine should have been there an hour ago. It'll be over in 5 minutes, Mrs. Blaine. Where's Mrs. Blaine's box of capsules? Did you hear what I said?
The Don and Mike Show.
After you let the air out of the balloon, all that you're left with is the latex and the Don and Mike.